Hello again, everybody, and welcome to another edition of the Seth Eve Sports Podcast on Audio Boom. It's time for our weekly Monday Night NASCAR podcast. Unfortunately, Matt Nelson had some prior commitments, so he is not going to be able to be with us tonight, but we have a more than adequate replacement joining us from just outside of Winston-Salem, North Carolina. You might know him from Overtime with Owens. Matthew Owens is our special guest tonight. Matthew, thank you for filling in tonight. How are you?
Well, I am doing very well tonight. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate the offer. Can't wait to talk some NASCAR with you.
All right, well, let's go straight to it. Let's recap, starting with yesterday's Sprint Cup race at Michigan, where after a, by his standards, a long dry spell, Joey Logano went back to victory lane in a points-paying race for the first time since last fall at Talladega. Yes, he did win the All-Star race. Logano winning at Michigan. Matthew, he had it dialed in, led 138 of the 200 laps. It was a rocket. He was a rocket ship, basically.
Absolutely, and I think that the shock season right now is that Joey Logano had not been to victory lane in the points-paying race. You mentioned that he won the All-Star race. That was a race very good and certainly not dominant as he got by Kyle Larson in the last couple of laps. But this guy won six times last year, and if it wasn't for what we would call the incident with Matt Kenseth in the penultimate round of the chase, he probably would have been in Homestead contending for the championship. So, as you mentioned, it is a dry spell for him, and he finally gets to victory lane. I don't think it was ever a question, would Joey Logano win? Would he make the chase? But it is good always when you're in a dry spell to get out of that. And I totally expect him to, now that he's got that one win, to take off and win two, three, four more, as so many great drivers do. They go on dry spells, they finally get that one win, and then they take off, much like Jeff Gordon did in 2002.
Oh, no doubt. He really did take off after he won the he broke the drought at Bristol, then he won the Southern 500 and won at Kansas, and he got, I think we're going to see the same with the 22. Don't know if it'll be six wins or not, but he looks like he could be on tear, and it is the summer months, and people forget. He still only he won the Daytona 500 last year, but he didn't win again until Watkins Glen. Then that's when he turned it on. Well, Matthew, you said it wasn't a question of if Joey Logano will win. It's a question of when he will win. I think the same is said for this little rookie out of Dawsonville, Georgia, named Chase Elliott. Led 35 laps, finished second again. He and Kyle Larson, who finished in third, got, Matthew, these two are just knocking on the door. They just can't find a way through yet.
Well, that's the key point right now, is they can't finally just knock the door completely through. They're knocking on it, but they can't get it opened. Chase Elliott, I just mentioned the 2002 season. Let's go back to it, because I think Chase Elliott may be having the best rookie season in a NASCAR Sprint Cup Series driver that we've seen since 2002 in Jimmy Johnson. Remember that year Johnson won three times. He led the points late in the season, and he finished fifth in the final standings. Also, you have Casey Kane's season in 2004 finishing second, oh, I don't know, 26 times it seemed like, but he never got that win. So Chase Elliott is having what is almost an unprecedented mark as a rookie season. Another good one was Tony Stewart in 1999. You know, it used to be, back in the 90s and before that, rookies had a hard time coming into this sport. They didn't win a lot of races. They didn't even finish in the top five a lot of times. Look at Jeff Gordon's rookie season in 93. But Chase is really impressing everyone. Look at Kyle Larson. He's not a rookie. He's in his third season. He's been knocking on the door since 2014. Unfortunately, his team did fail post-race inspection, and I don't think there's just something about Larson. He gets so close so many times. There's got to be a time eventually where we have to stop expecting him to finish second and third. We have to expect him to win. And if he doesn't do that somewhat soon, I don't know, he may not have a ride in Chip Ganassi much longer, because he's a great driver, we know that, but you have to close the deal if you're a third-year driver.
You're absolutely right, and you know, there's an old saying, close only counts in horseshoes and hand grenades, and while it's encouraging for Chase and Kyle to be doing this, well, You know, like I said, they got to close the deal. I don't think there's any doubt that Chase will close the deal before this season is over with. I just can't see a way that he doesn't win this year. By the way, set the record, I think, for the most top fives through the first 15 races of a rookie season. Breaking the record, some guy named Earnhardt back in 79. He ended up pretty good, I think. Well, on the opposite end of the spectrum, speaking of Earnhardt, a couple drivers had some bad days, and one of them was Dale Earnhardt Jr. You mentioned this on our text and our what I like to call our pre-production meeting what we always have with our guests. Dale finished 39th after getting involved in a crash with A.J. Allmendinger. Matthew, are you worried about the 88's possibility of the 88 missing the chase and not winning because of everybody else behind him looking really good, too?
I tell you what, he hasn't looked very good this season, to be completely honest. Go back to last year, Dale Earnhardt Jr. had a really good start to the season. He got two wins in the first half, both at restrictor plate tracks, of course, with it being Earnhardt. But this season, he's had two restrictor plate races where he came in as the favorite. He crashed in both, and at Talladega, it was very early. He just has not had a good season this year. If you look at his average finish, it's just over 16th. Last year, his average finish was 11. He's 11th in points right now. He should be fairly safe on making the chase, you would expect. But we've had a lot of different winners already this season, and we're going to Sonoma next, where a guy like A.J. Allmendinger or Jamie McMurray could snatch a win. We're going to Daytona after that, where anyone can win, such as a Trevor Bayne, Ricky Stenhouse, Paul Menard, or so on. So if we get too many more different winners, Earnhardt could definitely be in a bubble spot, to say the least, on making the chase. But the 88 crew really needs to get their act together because it just hasn't been a good start to the season so far for them.
Absolutely. I think everybody expected him to have a win by this point. He won, I believe, three times 1 year ago, but it has not been a good start the first 15 races for the 88. Well, summer has not been kind to the 18 of Kyle Busch, Matthew. You think he needs to hang it up? He's starting to lose his touch. He finished dead last yesterday. It's a scary accident where his car caught on fire. This is three straight finishes of 30th or worse throughout the summer. Luckily, though, Matthew, as I was telling people, he is kind of comfortable because he does have the three wins, so he doesn't have to worry too much. But are you worried a little bit about this bad luck he's had in the last few weeks?
If it was the pre-2015 Kyle Busch, I think I may worry a little bit more. But with it being Kyle Busch, and after the amazing comeback, the well-documented comeback he had last year, I don't think there's really any reason to worry. You mentioned it's three wins, and really they've come on three different tracks in Kansas, Texas, and Martinsville. He can win just about anywhere. And remember, Cup Series is on an off week this week, but their next race is in a couple of weeks in Sonoma. He did win that race last year, of course. Like I said, if this was 2012, 2010, even 2014, maybe a little bit worried about Kyle. Not so much in 2016. I think he's matured a lot as a driver. I was actually more worried that he finished second in the Xfinity race. That never happens.